Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
No?
No.
No insult?
Genuinely no.
Why?
I've got a good beef.
Oh, okay, you're saving them.
Saving.
You're saving it right up.
Well, yeah, because I sometimes feel like I lose a beef at the beginning bit.
But you said you never run out.
Well, I have got loads, but we're on episode 21 now. That's Jesus Christ, that's 21 beefs we've had.
21 beefs.
And I've got a lot, I just don't want to waste them. I've got nothing to say to you at the moment.
Oh, wow.
About you at the moment.
Oh, about us. I was going to say, you got something to say to us though, otherwise this is going to be a really good show.
I've got loads to say.
Episode 21, guys, thank you so much for listening, if you are. Before we start.
Oh, great.
A word from this week's sponsor. This week's sponsor is Biscuits.
Biscuits.
Hey, you having a little cup of coffee? Mm-hmm. Little cup of tea? Feel like you want a little something sweet on the side? Get yourself a biscuit in there.
I love a biscuit.
You don't have to dunk it in. You don't have to dunk it in.
Never.
You can just have it with it. Do you never dunk?
Never have in your life.
You've never dunked.
I only started drinking coffee like 2 years ago.
But you don't dunk. You've never ever drunk a biscuit.
I haven't,
coffee.
You know. Never.
Look at the little smile on your face. Are you excited?
I want to try.
I just bought some new biscuits yesterday.
Right,
really
okay.
Nice. I've eaten nearly the full packet.
Hey, look, have you just sold me some biscuits?
Have I? Hey, biscuits, yeah! If you're listening, it's working. I mean, she lives in the same house and no money's going to change hands and I've already bought them, but biscuits. Ones I've got jam and cream in, like a jammy dodger from IKEA. Bloody lovely. Mm-hmm. You got chocolate on? You can have ones without chocolate on. Just caramel ones? You can have Jaffa cakes. Or the biscuits.
They're my favourite Jaffa cakes.
Oh, but are the biscuits or the cakes? No one knows.
It's a bit in between. Full moon, half moon, total eclipse.
Biscakes.
Like that. When are we going to get an actual real sponsor or advert of some description?
Are
you on this? Are you covering this?
No, I'm too busy with the fictional ones that I keep getting.
Well, unfortunately, the fictional ones do not pay for my ASOS addiction. So,
is an addiction.
We need to get this
the stuff I
ASAP.
Took back to ASOS today, and then you put me back out getting it out of the car.
I know. Well, none of it never fits.
Honestly, the people at the post office think I was sending a dead body back.
I'd spent a lot of money on that ASOS delivery. I'll get it all back. I only keep about 30 quid's worth of stuff. But, you know, it must cost about 500 quid, that delivery.
Well, there we go.
So there we go. So we need a sponsor so I can pay for that. Thank you.
And in lieu of a real one, biscuits. Eat a full pack. Feel sad. Bye.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to Shag Married Annoyed. We are so, so, so happy to have you here.
Indeed.
Loving getting all your lovely messages. Loving still being top of the charts.
Top of the charts. Top comedy podcast for literally weeks now.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Weeks. Unless you're listening to this in the future and something happened and we're right at the bottom. In which case, don't judge. We're at the time. We're flying high. We're enjoying ourselves.
It was successful for a while.
So there we go. Yeah. These were the good years, yeah? Before, like, the drugs and the hookers.
That's already been. That's now.
That is now, actually.
Drugs.
Yeah. Fuck. Shh. Hookers in the corner. Shh. Stop the whispering. Flight mode. Put your phone on flight mode.
God.
Unbelievable.
This is such loud hookers.
the loudest two guys in the world.
Guys, as always, if what the hell's going on? Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com for all your questions and little bits and tidbits and stuff. We'll get to them later on. What have we been up to? We had a lovely family weekend.
Oh, we did have a nice family weekend. Sorry.
What have we been up to? Oh, fuck all. Noah had a lovely weekend as a family. Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, no, we went to a farm. We took Robin to an outdoor paddling pool thing, which was hell on earth.
Was so weird, wasn't it?
Disgusting.
Oh, so guys, obviously we live in the northeast of England. There's a place called Morpeth, which pretends it's posh, but on closer inspection on a sunny day, I beg to fucking differ, Morpeth. we went to an open-air paddling pool.
Yes.
There must have been 400 people there.
Easy.
Maybe more. And they were all around the pool eating, Rosie?
Chinese
takeaway. There was a Chinese takeaway van in the car park of the leisure centre next to this park. And to be fair, when we first walked in, we didn't know there was a van.
We didn't. I thought people had just, like, ordered a Chinese to the park.
What, see, I thought they'd had it from the night before.
Because
this was a Saturday. So I was like, they've put last night's leftover Chinese. I mean, on one hand, I was going, you dirty sods. And on the other hand, I was going, God, I wish I could plan stuff like that. Like, we literally knocked together a couple of ham sandwiches before we left. We sat there with little ham sandwiches and they were knocking out the chow mein.
There was one with chow mein. One had, like, Chinese chicken curry sauce on chips and that. Yeah. It smelt unbelievable.
Do you know what the best bit for me was? And I wish I got a photo of it. It was at one point we went past the Chinese takeaway van and it was next to an ice cream van.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 26 degrees.
Yeah.
There was no queue for the ice cream and there was about 60 people in the queue for the Chinese.
It's apparently like a huge thing there. I'd have ate it. I was well, Jill.
It smelled amazing.
It did.
It was the worst ham sandwich I've ever had.
Sorry
about
that.
No, not that it was a bad ham sandwich, just that I had to stand next to people who were eating spare ribs and that.
Oh, yeah.
But seriously, though, 26 degrees eating spare ribs outside. Come on, man.
Well, you know my thoughts on heat and food.
Yeah.
Makes no difference to me.
Doesn't bother you, does it? No.
Not at all.
See, if that was me, I would have literally ate the spare ribs, had it all over us, and I would have just ran and belly flopped into the paddling pool to wash it all off.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just looking outside and the sun's shining, right?
Yeah.
I could eat Sunday dinner on my lap out there. I swear to God.
And it's Tuesday, and currently. It's,
yeah.
At time of record.
Don't give a shit.
Wow.
I could sit and eat this. In fact, does the Carvery have an outdoor sitting area?
it actually does, yeah.
It does. The Brit, right? There's tea sorted. Scoot up there. We've got scooters.
Yeah.
We're a scooter family now.
I bought you a scooter today, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yes. So we all have... Three of us have scooters and we get some very strange looks.
I don't care.
We're going to.
I think we look cool.
We need a theme tune.
or Scooter Assault.
Scooter Assaults, yes.
Which is your new little thing.
Oh, I invented a fantastic game the other day, guys. So what you do is, right, one of you has to just sit in the garden chilling out or on the driveway or on the front lawn or whatever, front wall, wherever you've got. Use any space you can. Rosie sat reading a magazine. And do you want to explain what I was doing?
So Chris would just come past, Chris would just come past on the scooter and hurl insults at me.
Scooter assaults.
From the scooter.
So you come past on the little scooter and you duck down and you just go past and you just go, shit singer.
Yeah, that was one of them.
And I was saying things, nasty things that people had said online I remembered.
You just started saying things that people have trolled us about. So that was really nice, really supportive, really lovely.
But it's only funny because they weren't true. It's only funny because I know they're not true.
Well, they sounded quite true coming from the mouth of your husband.
Yeah, it's something to do with when I'm on the scooter, it adds a bit of that's a bit of drama. Try it. Scoot assaults. Hashtag scoot assaults.
Something which I have noticed of late,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've noticed this, our little boy Robin, at the minute, he goes, Mom, I want a drink of water. And I go, okay. I walk over at the sink. He runs upstairs, gets a bottle from the side of our bed and drinks manky old bed water.
Yes. Yes, I have noticed that.
Have you stopped him doing it?
No, not at all. Not either of us. No. Oh, sorry. Was I supposed to?
No.
Well, it's like, right, so we've got like plastic cup things either side of the bed with straws in them, like sports drink things that will just keep water in for a night.
Yeah.
You know, if you've had yourself a Chinese or a curry or something and you think, I'm thirsty during the night.
Yeah.
But yeah, when he wants to drink water, it must be his favourite water. He just runs back up and has it.
But it's like, it's always got loads of bubbles in it and it's warm. And I do think, should he be drinking that? But then I think, well, he's there now.
Yeah. And I've saved on a dish downstairs.
Exactly. So, he's getting a bit of exercise running up the stairs.
Did you never have this, right? So, they're filled up from the upstairs bathroom tap, cold tap. That's what I fill them up from. I don't fill them from the kitchen tap, right?
Okay.
Now, remember when the plumber did it, he said it's from the mains for brushing your teeth because, you know, it's drinking water.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I always thought the bathroom tap water tasted better than downstairs water.
Did you?
Yeah. So, did you ever... You know, when you're wetting your toothbrush at the end, did you ever go like, wet your toothbrush and go, and like suck the water off your toothbrush?
Yeah, I did.
Could you not have done that forever rather than drink out of a cup? Wasn't it much nicer sucked out your toothbrush?
It was, you know.
I think there's a bit of that going on.
And did you ever sit in the bath and fill up a cup with the bath water, like the out the tap cold?
Yeah.
That was always delicious.
Well, yeah, because it was the juxtaposition of sitting in a boiling hot bath and then having that cold water. Wow. Would you sometimes let it run down your cheek and chin in there?
Always.
Oh!
Always. I'd just be like, letting it run all over myself. Yeah. Well, do you remember?
He does it. I saw him doing it yesterday. He does it.
He does. I remember, I've only just recently stopped brushing my teeth in the shower.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You used to brush your teeth in the shower?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Especially in the winter, you know, when you're a bit cold and you think, oh, tell you what, instead of being freezing in the bathroom brushing my teeth for 2 minutes, I'm going to do it in the shower. Yeah. And I just brush my teeth in the shower.
So this is while having a shower. This is not you're just fully clothed going, no, I'm a bit cold.
This is while the shower is on.
Why are you always late for work? I just keep jumping in the shower to brush my teeth. And I'm already ready? I don't know why I do it. Fucking jacket on. Hood up. I'm all right. I've got my hood up.
Shower-proof coat. Something else I've been doing recently is I've been wearing all of my clothes.
Yeah?
I know that sounds a bit weird.
Right.
But I'm very bad. And you are, you're terrible at this.
Yeah.
Having loads of clothes in your wardrobe and wearing the same shit all the time.
Yes. So, at first when you said I've been wearing all my clothes, I thought you meant like when Joey goes into Chandler's wardrobe on Friends and comes back and
just squats,
lunging and that, and all his gear. Right.
No.
Right.
I look at my wardrobe and I've got loads of lovely clothes and I never wear them.
No.
Never. Because I just think, oh, that's a good top. That's a good dress. Those are good pants, trousers. Those are, and I never wear them. And I've decided, Rosie, pack it in. Wear your clothes because you're letting them wear you.
Right. Is that a phrase?
I don't know.
You're letting them wear you. Like my cardigan. I can't say it. It's up my arse. You're talking about?
Is that not a saying?
No.
They'll start wearing you.
Is that a saying? I know there's your things you own will start owning
that's
you.
That's the one.
Right.
That's the one.
Jesus Christ. We got there in the end, guys. Hey. So next week on Shag Married Annoyed. Jesus Christ.
That's the one I meant. Do you know what I mean, though? That's what I meant. Your clothes will start owning you. So my clothes are owning me.
I hate these kind of things in podcasts and shows where they go, make sure you stay tuned for later on. But this, I've already heard our celebrity question this week, right? This tackles our celebrity question.
Okay.
You'll find out later in the show. Sorry to be that dickhead. Hey, announcement about an announcement. Make an announcement at 3 p.m, guys. But that is, something that's been, and I've never had a way to slide it in, and now I can't.
Right.
I'm very excited.
I'm scared. Is it all my clothes ganging up on
it? It's all your clothes ganging up.
We're wearing you, bitch.
But that was the phrase you were talking. So the things you own end up owning you. But you're right, though. But this point is putting nice clothes. I've got nice clothes. And I think, why am I putting that on? Because I know Robin's going to go out. We're going to take him somewhere. He's going to stand in a big pile of dog shit. Then he's going to want to carry. And I'm going to have dog shit all over my thighs.
What a stupid thing to think.
That's just what I think.
Mine
when you've got a kid, you can't wear nice clothes.
Well, he's 3 and a half now.
Yeah, but
he doesn't just vomit all the time.
Yeah, but he's always running up you with butter on his hands or something. He's always got something going on.
Well, there can be water clothes. Listen, I'm not getting into this negative conversation about clothes owning anymore because I've finally addressed it.
Okay, you're free of it.
Look at me today. Look, don't I look nice?
You look bloody
lovely. I've got a dress on that I haven't worn for about 2 years, which is bloody lovely.
Yeah.
You know, this jumper's a bit shit, but I was cold because...
Right.
You know, should England
just jump in the shower. I do the podcast.
Oh, funny. So no, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm wearing stuff. Just see me Saturday night wedding dress. Right, I'm telling you now.
Psycho.
that cost £1,500 that dress, and I've worn it once, and I'm raging about it.
Yeah, it's absolutely scruffy as well.
It is disgusting.
Like I'm looking now over in the corner of our kitchen. There's a photo of me and you walking along after the photo shoot, and I'm like lifting it up to keep it out of the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And in that photo, the damage is already done.
I know.
It looks like I'm carrying a mop.
I had a bloody good time though.
It's a good day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good day. The old wedding.
Expensive as fuck.
Crazy. I know people are still paying their weddings off now.
I know. I think my sister only just finished paying hers off, and it was like 15 years ago. Maybe more. No, I don't know.
I don't understand people who get married 6 and 7 times. What are you doing?
Who gets married 6 and 7 times?
People.
Rod Stewart.
I don't know. You just randomly said Rod Stewart. He was not what I was thinking of. But no. Hey, Rod, if you're listening, sorry, mate.
Do you know him personally?
I don't know him, but he probably listens. Everyone listens. top comedy podcast. you know what?
I'm a big fan, Ron. I know you've been right a few times.
Ron. Ron Stewart is his brother, and he weirdly is actually a wedding photographer. No, I'm joking.
What's happening? Oh, stop it, man. We should stop mentioning celebs and stuff because I've got the fear now, haven't I?
Oh, yeah. So
you know what's just happened.
Explain why you're scared of celebrities now.
Well, I'm not scared of celebrities, but you know we do the celebrity question every week.
Yeah, running thin, by the way.
We are running thin of celebrities. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to go through my phone. I'm going to just message all of the really, really famous people who I follow. Like, wow. I'm talking... A-list celebrities who I follow and who I like to look at on Instagram. So I've messaged them, and now I've just...
No, hold on.
I'm
who
terrified.
Have you messaged? Who have you just... Because I watched
tell
you do
you.
It.
I don't want to tell you.
You don't want to tell us?
I'm just a bit scared.
Okay.
Because they're like super famous.
Right.
But anyway, so I'm just terrified that one day we might actually meet them. Yeah. You don't know. Crazier things have happened.
Oh, I've met some crazy people.
Do you know? Yeah, exactly. So I'm just worried now that we might meet them and they might be like, yo, hey, nice to meet you guys. And they'd be like, you guys got a podcast? What's your podcast called? And they'd be like, we're like, oh, Shag Married Annoying. And they'll go, oh my God, I follow you on Instagram. Oh my God, okay. And then they might message you one day to say, hey, are you guys in LA? Because that would be nice. That would be a nice little day. And we'll go, yeah. And they'll message and go, oh my God, you've messaged me before. Oh, you asked me to do a question for your podcast. And I'll go, oh yeah, I did. And I'll just be really embarrassed and they'll not want to speak to us ever again because I never mentioned the message where I messaged
you're
them.
You're worried that they're going to follow you sometime in the future and they're going to go to message you and go, oh, we've chatted before. Oh, this is 4 years ago. She was begging me to do a question for a two-bit shitty podcast when she didn't even know me.
Yeah.
I love the idea that you've just said there. They're going to say, hey, guys, are you guys in LA?
Yeah, well, I mean, in my brain, this is what's happening.
That's it, yeah. See, I was a bit the other way around. We'll be messaging these A-listers going, are you at Morpeth Paddling Pool outdoor? Do you want chow mein or ribs?
Oh, God. So anyway, that's where my crazy, anxiety-riddled brain is right now.
Because
I'm just terrified that... I mean, they'll never reply. They won't ever see it.
Do you reckon? Oh, come on, have you messaged?
Right, okay. Well, I messaged Celeste Barber.
Brilliant.
John Krasinski.
Fantastic.
Jessie J.
Wow. I know Jessie J.
What?
I've met Jessie J.
Well, I met Jessie J when you were doing Celebrity Juice, but you don't know Jessie J.
I know her.
Do you?
Sort of.
No, you don't.
I kind of know her. I've spoken to her.
Well, them's are the only ones I'm telling you.
Them's. You're so nervous, you can't even talk.
I feel a bit ill about it. Let's stop talking about it. I just want James McAvoy.
Yeah.
I want James McAvoy. You want, what's it, Billy Connolly.
Yeah, but I haven't messaged
And also
him.
Julie Walters.
Yeah.
I might message. Oh, sod it. No, I'm not. I don't know.
Are you still upset that we never got to interview John Krasinski and Emily Blunt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Until the day I die.
People don't know this, but we had a chance, didn't we? But the channel we were working for at the time said, you can't go anymore.
Yeah.
And we're going to go and interview them for The Quiet Place.
It was a bad day, that.
Yeah.
I would love to have interviewed them.
Rosie would have been in LA with them now.
We could be at their barbecue.
Yeah.
charge him with 15 quid. Hey guys, I hope you've enjoyed the barbecue. That'll be $15. You fuckers. Thought you were nice.
It's a quiet place until you're asking for money, innit? Then it's bloody Gobsville.
Exactly. They didn't want a fucking corn dog.
What is a corn dog?
A corn dog is a hot dog with like a cake around it. And that they are actually really nice.
Sounds disgusting. No, have you had one?
Yes, I've had one.
How have you had a corn dog?
Because I've been to America, bitch.
So, right. So you've never dipped a biscuit in a hot drink, but you've had a fucking corn dog. Bitch.
You hurt yourself. What a fucking weird person you are.
Yeah, I've had a corn dog.
I never knew it. Do you have sauce on them? Do they come on a stick?
They come on a stick and I dip mine in ketchup.
Wow.
It was lovely, actually.
Did you double dip?
Yes, I always double dip. I hate people who get offended by double dipping.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't stand that.
Oh, you might as well be running a Chinese van and having a shower.
I know. Angela, my friend, always tells us off for double dip. She's like, double dip. And I'm like, what? Like, I'm not ill. I'm all right. Like,
you might have illness on the way. You never thought you were okay one day, then the next day you're ill and you think, well, I was actually ill yesterday, but I didn't realise.
And I was double dipping with everyone.
I was double dipping with everyone.
Oh, well, they'll be irate. They'll help their immune system.
Yeah.
Double dipping doesn't bother me. Unless you're like slavering everywhere. Yeah.
Pointing out double dipping upsets me. If I ever double dip, I rotate. So if I've got a chip, say I've got a really long chip, I'll dip one end, I'll bite it, I'll rotate it. I'll dip the other end, I'll bite it, and then eat the middle bit. But it's like when you go again, people are like, oh, you're double dipping. Like the double dipping police. It's like, look, I'm rotating. I know what I'm doing.
See, I feel like you would be the double dipping police.
I don't call people out on it. Mm. If someone does it, I keep an eye on them.
Okay.
Quietly. I'm looking, going, well, he's definitely a double dipper. I know what's going on here. And I'll avoid the dips he's going in.
Oh, really? Yeah, I am a double dipper. I don't care.
Yeah, but you're my wife. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
You can double dip with me all day long. But I'll get that on a t-shirt. Trademark Chris Ramsey 2019. Double dip with me all day long. New Shag Married Annoyed merch.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef.
Ladies first, what's your beef?
Hang on.
She's getting her phone out to read her beef.
Because I'm just picking one.
Picking one.
Okay, right.
Oh, right at the top.
Yeah, my current beef with you is you keep talking to me about utter shite and bull shite whenever I am trying to text, email, or I'm just looking at something online. Do you do it deliberately? Do you know that I'm busy concentrating? Or do you just feel the need to just talk to us? Why?
I think it's a combination of all three of those.
Okay.
I noticed I did it today and I was explaining to you how I did the coffee machine and you were busy texting. And I was finished talking to you and I got no reaction whatsoever.
You do it all the time.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's infuriating.
It's an only child thing, I think. It's basically, Mom, look at me! Mom, look at me!
It is.
That's basically what happens.
It's really irritating.
Sorry.
Like, actually, I don't know how this has took so long to actually come to fruition.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, because this has bugged me for years.
Yeah. But what if it was something important I was trying to tell you? Would you stop texting and listen?
Of course I would.
Right.
If I was texting or something, or on my phone,
yeah,
and you was like, Rosie, oh my God, I've scalded my arm.
Yeah.
I'd go, Jesus, I'd put my phone down and be like, are you okay? Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
While I'm doing it, you going, oh, so the coffee machine has got a new grind on it and it's 24 instead of 22. Did you know that? Oh my word.
See, that shows how much you weren't listening, because the very important thing I was actually telling you was that what I do with the coffee machine now is I put the boiling hot water in the cup, then I put my sweeteners in.
Oh, it's about the way that you put your stupid.
And then I put the milk in, right? So I've got the milk and the water and the sweeteners, so they're already there. Then I stir it so it makes a little whirlpool, right, in the cup. It makes a whirlpool, and then I press go for the espresso and I put it underneath and the whirlpool's still spinning and the espresso comes in and it stirs as it comes in. It like twirls it all in. It looks really nice. It could be on like an advert that could film it. So you're telling me if I really want you to listen to that, I've got to scald my arm first.
Yes. See how uninterested I am when you talk. I wish we filmed this podcast.
I still think you weren't listening to that.
I did not listen at all.
You're missing out. It's a really good way to make coffee.
I didn't even listen when you just said it then. Oh. Sorry. Stop talking to me when I'm busy.
Right.
I'm not your mother.
Right.
Right. I don't work for you. Right? If I'm busy doing something, don't talk to us.
Okay.
End of.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, unless it's really important.
Right.
We have plenty of time to this. Look at this. Not many couples get this.
Right.
This is talking, this is chat. I'm not going to swear. Just leave us alone when I'm busy, okay? Drivel. Utter drivel.
Who are you texting?
I don't know. My sister.
Ah, okay. So it is it?
What?
So it is Living in the past.
What? <Ooh. laughs>
She your best mate now, eh?
Yeah, blood, sugar, and water.
Oh, fucking hell.
Right.
Where's that marriage certificate?
But please, on a serious note, pack it in. Okay. It's infuriating.
Good God.
Infuriating.
Good God. All right, man.
Right. What's your beef?
My beef with you this week. It's been going on for a while now. I've noticed it. I thought I'd let it go a couple of times. It's happened a few times recently. Literally within the past few weeks, it's happened 5, 6, 7 times. And I thought I'd let it go. And then it happened again, not last night, the night before, and I thought, this is getting out of hand. Right. You refuse, point blankly refuse, and have some kind of vendetta against me having garlic bread. Every time we are having some kind of pasta or anything, I'll go to put Robin to bed and you'll go, I'm making the tea. And if it's any kind of tea, any kind of dinner that goes with garlic bread, I'll go, can you stick the garlic bread in the oven? You go, no worries. Every single time that tea's ready, I go, where's the garlic bread? You know you do it. I go, where's the garlic bread? You go, oh, I forgot. Every time. To the point of on Sunday, you made a lovely tea. And don't get us wrong, you make amazing pastas. The meals are fantastic. The garlic bread's just something on the side. Sunday, I went, there's no garlic bread. He went, oh, don't worry, Chris. You know what I'll do? We've got pitas there. I'll make you a lovely little pita garlic bread. Is that all right? I went, oh, that's amazing. Thanks, sweetheart. It came. Time came. Tea's ready. I went, where's the garlic? The pita garlic bread? Oh, I forgot. Like, you talked me into it. I knew we didn't have garlic bread in the freezer. And I went, it's a shame we haven't got garlic bread. And you went, picture this. A pita bread with butter and garlic. And maybe some chives or some parsley on top. Or maybe a bit of oregano. How does that sound, Chris? I went, that sounds amazing. Yeah, you sure? You went, yeah, I'll make that. Bang, kick in the dick. Here's your pasta with no garlic bread, fucker. Enjoy. It's a vendetta.
No, just every like, time. Chris! Stop it! Shut up! Right. I forget. I swear to God, I just forget. Because it's like, cooking can be a bit difficult.
Yeah.
If you want everything hot, if you don't want things to overcook, if you're doing everything at the same time. I'm one of these people, I don't prep, right? I just cut and go.
Yeah.
So literally, something will be on the pan, my onions will be frying with the garlic, and I'm like cutting the courgette, and I'm doing all of this, and I've got to put them in before they go too soggy and all that kind of stuff. The garlic bread, it doesn't come into it, okay?
Okay.
If you want garlic bread, you're going to have to put the oven on yourself and do that. Right. And I'm sorry.
I accept your apology.
Thank you.
But, you know, just hang on.
No, I will from now on. Listen, I will. That's a beef I can agree with.
I don't mean to sound ungrateful because you're an amazing chef.
I mean, you
chef.
Do. You sound really, really ungrateful, to be honest. Okay. To be honest, I mean, there's a lot of people who don't get teas cooked for them.
Yeah.
By, you know.
You were about to say it. You were going to say amazing chef and then you changed it to beautiful woman, didn't you? Yeah. Fair play. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store.
And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Pubes this with that's disgraceful. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Keep sending all of your thoughts and stuff.
Not all of your thoughts, because I have to read them all.
All of your thoughts. I was going to say, just as a side note, the reaction we had to last week's story about the guy with the toenails.
Right.
People have actually been messaging saying they've physically vomited listening to that story. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know about you, Rosie, but I'm really proud.
I'm so proud. And I'm just really glad that everyone had the same reaction as what we did. And to carry on from that.
Oh, Jesus. No, I can't.
Brace yourselves.
Oh, Jesus.
Strap in. Buckle up. Here we go. Get the rude ones out the way. Not rude, sorry. Grim. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I absolutely love your podcast. It's hilarious. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was out for a walk last night and listened to your podcast about the guy picking his teeth with a nail from his wallet. Boke.
Boke indeed.
Does that mean like sick?
Boke means like book. It's like,
blah. Yeah. Right, okay. It says, I have a friend in like apostrophes, so I'm guessing it's like the finger quotation. I have a friend.
In quote marks, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Who uses a string off his hoodie. Not the one with the metal bit at the end, just the one with the frayed end to clean his teeth.
What the hell?
Just a bit of string from a frayed hoodie, like a bit of floss.
Sorry, like thicker than shoelace? Was he a great white shark?
No.
How's he getting that in between his teeth?
Oh, Chris, no. No, not the
floss. What? How's he getting that in?
Are you being serious?
So he's flossing with a fucking rope, essentially a bit of rope. Or his teeth like 3 inches apart? Was he a gopher?
He's using a tiny little bit of string from like the frayed bit.
Oh, the frayed bit, right.
Are you taking it?
No, I genuinely thought, like, you know what, I thought like, I mean, I've got a gap in my teeth, but shit, a brick. I thought he was like full on like, you know, like the handle of a Reese bag. You know when you get like, when you get a posh bag from a posh shop and it's like cardboard and it's got the little, I thought he was getting it. What's he got? 6 teeth?
Robin.
I thought he had like a tooth and a gap and a tooth and a gap and a tooth, like a fucking piano.
No.
Right, so he's using one of the little things. Oh,
yes.
That must stink,
How
that hoodie.
How the hell did you think that?
God, well, everyone's got different teeth.
Well, anyway, he uses it to pick between his teeth and clean the surface of his teeth.
Oh, like a mop. So he like just rubbed it.
Plaquerama.
Oh, what a minger.
I think this is disgusting,
yep.
But it gets worse.
What?
Gets worse.
Right.
He also keeps a Kirby clip in his wallet. I'm guessing a Kirby clip is like a little Kirby grip, you know, like a hair grip.
Is it the ones that click?
I don't know.
It and it clicks.
I'm not sure what a Kirby clip is. So he keeps this in his wallet. He takes it out at any given opportunity in front of everyone and he picks his ears with it.
This is the worst man. What's he? Son of the twits. He's disgusting.
I love the twits.
Oh my God.
But who actually does this? Your friend, by the sounds of it.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Why are people disgusted? See, this is why all public toilets are manky, and this is why nightclub toilets are disgusting and the shit up the walls. No one cares. Everyone's minging.
I know. There's some disgusting
people.
So
he carries some kind of hair clip with him to pick his ears.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you dirty sod.
Dirty.
Go and get them cleaned, man. You can go to special places now, man, and get like micro suction where they suck your ears. Suck all the wax out of your ears. Oh, God. It's amazing.
I'd love that.
Oh, it's amazing. I've got to go soon before we go on holiday because I always get pool water
in
my ear.
You do, don't you?
Do you want to come with us?
Yes.
It's the best thing ever.
Is this weird? I remember a few years ago, like out of nowhere, I was lying down in bed and a big massive bit of wax came out my ear and like thudded the pillow like this.
What was he? Can you not remember that happened to me a few months ago? I was sitting.
Did that happen to you or me?
You said it had happened to you as well.
Oh.
So sometimes, yeah. So you literally hear like a in your ear and you think, what the hell's that? And it's some wax falling off the top of the like the lug and it drops down and it like literally falls out your ear.
Oh, right. Okay. Do you know when you just, a memory fades and I'm like, that happened to me and it happened to you as well.
It happened to me and I was like, bloody hell. And you were like, that happened to me the other day. And I had a moment about it. Because nothing much really happens in our house, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, that did happen. That was weird.
The wax twins.
The wax twins. But yeah, I get them sucked out at some... Oh, God, it's so nice.
Let's do it. Let's have a romantic day. Let's buy some of them little mini bottles of champagne and go get with ears sucked.
Wait, are you going on a spa day, guys? No, we're going on an earwax microsuction half-hour trip.
We're going to go for lunch after. It's going to be so romantic.
Oh, God. At the dinner, that's what we'll do. We'll go for the romantic microsuction thing. We'll get all the wax out and then we'll have a lovely candlelit dinner and the candle's made of the wax that we got out of.
Oh, Christopher.
And every now and then it goes like, as it burns a little hair that came out as well.
Oh, that'll be romantic. Do you know what would be funny? Imagine if we went for dinner beforehand. We'd be like, what? What are you saying? Eh? I can't. It's too, I don't know. Ask us after. What? How much?
You can hear people's thoughts once you've had it done. It's the best.
I'm excited.
So
babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, guys. Love the podcast, but let's get to the nitty gritty.
That's what we're like.
It's what we're like here, isn't it? Last Sunday, this is really good. Last Sunday, I helped my wife deliver our baby in our bathroom.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. After her labour went from 0 to 60 in the time it took to watch an episode of Gotham.
Goodness me.
That's good, isn't it? You delivered the baby in the bathroom. Well done.
Hey. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
I mean, he only delivered the baby. His girlfriend did the actual hard work, but that's fine.
Rosie, the fact that he wasn't unconscious on the floor.
He's done a cracking job.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah, you would have been horrific.
I'd have phoned your mum.
Yeah, true. Santa would have been there, so that was, yeah, it's fine. Right, so there was no time for the hospital, so I just had to get stuck in and catch the baby on the way out, which, as you can probably guess, was quite a messy experience.
Catch the baby?
It's not
a slip and slide, mate.
Once the head's out, it's like...
Really?
I didn't do it naturally, but I'm sure...
Catch the baby.
Once the head's out...
Catch the baby. Go long!
It got me thinking about the things we do for our loved ones without even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question is this. Have you ever been asked to do something really grim by your other half and did you do it or did you tell them to F off? Baby hugs and manny kisses, Chris. And
congrats, guys, first
congrats.
Of all.
Congrats. Oh, he's called Chris as well.
Well done. Well done, Chris.
Congratulations. This got me thinking about a little bit about our labour.
Right.
Our labour.
What?
I mean, to say that.
Your labour. Your labour that I happen to be around for.
No, but do you remember that I was 18 hours in labour. It was grim AF and like I got to the point where I was on the drip thing and I was just like shaking and walking to the bathroom was horrific.
God.
But do you remember that you wiped me down below?
Yeah.
A few times.
Of course I did. That
was really grim, but it was nice. And well, you did that for me.
I would have done anything for you.
I know.
I know we take the piss out of each other on here and stuff, but it was genuinely harrowing. Like, I remember going outside and crying a couple of times because I'd never seen anyone I loved in any kind of distress like that. You were off your tits on whatever they'd given you, by
Dimorphine.
The way.
Dimorphine. Oh, great. Yeah.
But
great.
Then it was also, like, just kind of like, I don't know, like someone who's hammered but, like, really in a horrible, like, get me, mum, kind of state. Like, even though your mum was there. It was just... Yeah, I mean, I would have done anything to help you and stop you being going through that. It was awful.
I remember that the down below we had to save it in a little tub.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Sorry, just to make it clear for the listeners, the down below, you're talking about like sort of your undercarriage, your bits and pieces,
my vagina,
not the bit that go to in Stranger Things, which I think is called the upside down.
I'm not being funny, it felt like that. That's what it felt like. I could have been in that little world.
It just sounded so much that you were like the down below and there was a monster and 11 was there.
love it.
It's coming on again soon.
I know, I'm excited. Yeah. No, it was because they kept saving all of the stuff in that little thing they put in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just full of like blood and
that was grim, by
weird
the way.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah, but you like, had to wipe it.
Go to the toilet, empty all of the fluids out yourself. By the way, you're going to put this giant one of an egg box cardboard yeah, thing in the toilet so nothing goes into the toilet, and then someone comes in now and then and just has a fucking rake through that. Yeah. That was nice.
Weird, that wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, I've got honestly, but, I've started sweating thinking about that day. It was.
Thank you for that.
Oh, can you remember that day ruined the main bad thing about that day was it ruined my favourite Reiki CD? Remember that Reiki CD we used to listen to all the time in the bath and that? And if you ever chilling, you'd put the Reiki
oh,
CD
yeah,
on.
My Kate CD.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll listen to it like for 18 hours on repeat. I know. And I was like, fucking get this off my phone. Like I deleted it straight away. It came on a playlist the other day and I nearly crashed the car.
Yeah, not good. Not good. Like, got to get it. So, do you know people have been listening to this podcast during Labour?
That's madness.
I've had a few messages.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, well, we should probably.
Should we do a little good yeah. luck chant?
We should probably, yeah.
Let's hold hands.
Oh, come on then.
You ready? Oh. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Hope good you don't tear. Luck. Hope
oh,
you don't tear.
Fuck.
Good luck. That's good horrible. Luck.
We could do it. This, I feel a sponsor coming on. Hey, what? Are you pushing a baby out? Listen to the podcast. Careful.
Take all the drugs you're offered.
Yeah. And catch.
Exactly.
Go along.
When they say, do you want a couple of paracetamols to take the edge off? It does fuck all. Does it? Get the other drugs.
Yeah, the real shit.
They said that to me. They were like, have a couple of paracetamols. This is at the beginning. It'll take the edge off. I was like, are you having a laugh? Like, give me the real stuff. Yeah. Do you know these people who are like, oh, I did it all natural. My mum does it all the time. Nah, I did it all natural. All right, Sandra, what did you get? Fuck all. You did not win anything for doing it natural.
She
you just
won,
get to tell everyone.
Yeah, she won the right to say that whenever it's mentioned.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I didn't do it natural. Still got a baby at the end.
Rosie, if it was the other way around, right, and I had to have the baby and you didn't, Robin would still be in me now, three
yeah,
and a half
would.
Years old.
He
I'd
would.
Be clenching, going, absolutely not. So don't worry about it. Fair play. High five. High
Thank
five
you.
For you.
Thank you.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi there. I have two questions for you. One, how do you grate cheese? Do you hold the grater and move the cheese? Or do you hold the cheese and move the grater?
Jesus.
Well, I don't eat cheese, so how do you grate cheese? Do you move?
Honest,
do you hold the grater and move the cheese?
Depends what grater I'm using. Got a.
Well, how many graters we got?
Don't want to show off here, but I got a couple of graters.
Have we?
I got a couple of graters here and there. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No idea. Where are they kept?
In ones in the cupboard, ones in the drawer.
Oh.
I use the. Oh, there's two in the cupboard actually. I've got a triangle one. Right.
I've like seen
you stand
that
up.
One.
Yeah,
you still
stand
got
that up. Yeah, yeah. You stand that up and you go. And you got to. You put it on the table and you move the cheese. And it all goes inside.
Okay, so you move the cheese.
Yeah, I also grate carrots with it when I'm making spaghetti bolognese. And I've got a little one for parmesan. And I think I move the cheese. I'm doing it now on my hands.
You move the cheese on that as well.
And then another one, which is like a bowl with a lid on, which is the grater.
Yeah, that's the one I know of.
I move the cheese. The votes are in. I move the cheese.
Verified.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you, everyone, for taking part.
Yeah. Anyone wondering, I don't like to touch cheese. That's why I don't know how great that's worked. number two question. I'm 18 and my mum still expects to know my password and still expects to be able to check all my social media on all my transactions. Do you think she should allow me to have more independence?
Is this on the same question?
That's the same question.
Sorry. Oh, fuck me.
I feel like this person really just wanted to ask the second question, but thought, hang on. Hang on, I need to break up this question with a weird question about cheese. Well, actually, just in case the mum read it.
Yeah, the mum skims through
the
emails.
The mum skims it and thinks, oh, I'm just asking a weird little podcast about cheese. It's hidden within the question.
Oh, fuck me. That was literally like, oh, Jesus. Got two questions. One, do you put water on the toothbrush before your toothpaste? And two, what happens when you die?
Jesus Christ. I can't believe those two questions have come from the same person.
Here's your warm-up. Here's your warm-up knockabout trivial Sunday afternoon question.
I've got two questions. What's your favourite kind of clock? And the other one is, I murdered my stepmom.
Where should I hide the body?
Jesus.
Person with two personalities, the answer to your second question, I think, is you're 18. I don't think she should be...
Neither do I.
...all up in your business anymore.
No, I don't think she should at all.
Yeah.
I think you should change your passwords, tell her to bug off.
Yeah.
I mean, be nice about it because I'm going to be in this position one day. But, yeah. 18-year-old. I'm not... Right, hang on. We've
Fair
got a child.
That, ma'am. Fair play to that man for keeping it until 18.
Do you want to know when the 18,
I don't
though?
Want to be in his. No,
I definitely wouldn't
not.
Want to know. Nah.
Absolutely not.
Rifling around in Robin's little internet brain. Oh, no thank you.
God knows, it'll probably be a bloody chip in his head by then. We'll probably have to plug into the back of his head. Like the Matrix.
Well, is this... Yeah, probably.
God knows what it'll be, aye. We put him on charge.
I know.
Go in on a night and scan his iris. Get his search history up. What have you been looking at?
If you're messaging celebrities. Oh my God. No. Tell her. No. Come on. This person's mom. That's enough.
Yeah. Hey. To link it to your first question, say, hey, mom, I'm getting cheesed off with this. Yeah, it's grating on me.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
In our family, we have our own words for certain things. Mm-hmm. For example, when my brother was little, he would only ever put on pants if they had Noddy on them.
The little man in the red
and yellow car. The
little
man with the red and yellow car.
Got you.
And therefore, for us, underwear has always been known as noddies.
Right. Weird, but okay.
Okay. For obvious reasons, bras are known as boobie holders.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see your workings out there.
See how they got there. My question is, do you have any words for things which could be crackers to anyone else, but normal and everyday in your house?
Shishis.
Shishis. Cereal.
Yeah, I was saying that today.
Yeah.
Me, I was on the phone with my mum just a while ago and she said, what's he had? Mm-hmm. What? And I said, oh, he's just having some shishis. And she was like, what? It sounds like he's smoking some weed.
Dad, and he calls it daddy shishis.
Yeah,
because
so
it's
Robin
your
calls,
cereal.
Yeah,
special
K. He calls it daddy shishis.
That is very fun. Here's a little story for you.
Yeah.
When we were growing up.
Can I just say, I love a winter growing up story.
Wow.
Bloody love them.
We had loads of words.
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense.
Okay.
I remember my mom called armpits oxters.
Sorry?
Oxters.
Oxters.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Put it in a sentence.
Have you washed your oxters in the bath?
Fuck off, man.
Yeah.
Why did you just say armpits?
I don't know. Oxters.
Right.
I don't even know if it's a real word.
That's so weird.
Okay.
That's so weird.
Oh, what did we call poo again?
Joe, here we come. The suspense is killing me here. That's so weird.
An uh-uh.
Uh-uh.
Have you had an uh-uh?
Yeah,
but I swear I called it that till I was about 6 or 7.
Yeah, of course he did.
My mum used to say, wash your clock.
Face. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's fine.
My brother's bits were called a chucky.
Horrible that, by the way.
You still like
sometimes
that,
you say that about Robin and it makes us, it sounds minging.
Chucky.
It's
chucky.
Oh, nah.
So this is the one. I remember my brother for months was when he was about 3. He used to say, "Please go watch Chickabees and I want to watch Chickabees and." And we were like, "Chickabees and what?" Seriously, my mum and dad were demented. What is he talking about? I remember me and my sister were like, "Kevin, what is Chickabees and? What's Chickabee holding toys up going? Is this Chickabees and? Are these Chickabees and?" And then one afternoon, we had the telly on and. Chuckle Vision came on.
Chickabees.
And he was going, Chickabees in! Chickabees in, chickabees in, chickabees in, chickabees in. But it was Chuckle Vision, chuckle Vision.
Great.
And that was it.
Chickabees in. Chickabees in. They should have missed a trick there. They should have called it Chickabees in.
It's a much better name.
Chickabees in. Chickabees
in. Anyway, so that was it. Did you have any weird words growing up?
Oh, do you know what it is, right? I think being an only child has made me forget a lot of my childhood.
Oh.
Well, it has not, because picture this, right?
It's so sad.
What did we used to call poo? Who shall I ring? No one to ring.
Oh.
No one to ring. No brother or sister to phone. No one.
And your mum doesn't like baby words.
No, I never got. No, Babas was never used. Nothing like that. No,
Babas is children.
Babas means children in the north. Yeah, I literally can't remember, and that's sad. Yeah. That's the thing. I live vicariously through you. I hear all these lovely little stories of your childhood, and I get love them. And I haven't got that many.
Because I'm
the only record of it. Mm-hmm. And my mom denies half the things that happened. I do them in stand up things that happened. Just go, I can't remember that. You're lying about that. And I go, no, that genuinely happened.
Maybe you are lying about it. Maybe you've just made a fictional past.
That sounds plausible.
Babe, do you want a hug?
Oh, am I allowed a hug? Are you offering me a hug? I don't have to ask you.
I've changed my mind.
Maybe I should have just took the hug.
Change your mind. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
And this week it is Mr. George Clark.
I love him.
Off the telly. Off his shows that you love.
He's really tall in real life.
He is quite tall in real life.
He's a lovely man.
He's a very nice man. And he always tells people that they've got an amazing space. Hey, guys, you've got here an amazing space. Congratulations on your amazing space.
And you can sit at the island and have a glass of wine. How dare we take the mick out of him? He's literally from 15 minutes up the road.
He's from 15 minutes up the road, and I literally text him saying, you got a question, and he did it almost instantaneously.
Thank you.
So yeah, here he is.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Rosie. It is George Clark. I hope you're both really, really well. So this is my question. I want to know, what is the one thing that drives you absolutely mad about each other? Now, it needs to be like one of those tiny little things that you've never talked about before, you've never discussed it, but one of those tiny things where you just go, oh, my God, why did she do that? And I wish she didn't do that, or I wish he didn't do that. It could be anything from the way you bite an apple to the way you pick your ear to the way you might mispronounce a word. But you've never discussed it before. It's got to be talked about for the first time, and I want to know all the reasons why. And just to balance it out, because I'm a very balanced man, I'd also love to know a tiny little thing that you really love about each other that you've never talked about before. One of those quirky little things where you go, oh, that's so sweet. She's so lovely when she does it. Oh, isn't he really cute when he does that? That's my question.
Oh, George. A mini beef. Is this a mini beef opportunity?
Do you know what it is? He's essentially given me a chance to bring up something that I've never been able to squeeze into the beefs because it sounded like too much of a little thing. I've always had it written in me beefs, right? I've always had it written in. The thing I'm about to say, and I teased it earlier on in the episode, I've always had it written in, and I've thought, you know what? I'm going to come out with it, and she's going to go, why does that annoy? How can that annoy you? It's not that. It's nothing. And here it is.
Right. Oh, God.
And you did it earlier on.
What?
Rosie. You know absolutely zero common phrases or sayings. You know friggin' none. Like none. Like a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. Like you don't know what... So anytime I'll not... And I just see you glaze over. What was the one you did earlier on that you tripped yourself up about right at the beginning?
I don't know.
Well, you did it earlier on in the podcast with one. And now and then I'll just say things and I'll be like, oh, well, you know, like it's par for the course or whatever. And you'll be like, what? What does that mean? I'll be like, fuff.
Right. They confuse me a little bit. Do you know what I mean? I just find, I know them, but I always get them wrong.
Yeah.
Is it pulling your arm or is it pulling your leg?
Oh, yeah. I've just remembered what the one earlier on was. It was... your clothes will end up wearing you. But it was actually the things you won't end up owning you. Honestly.
I just find them
so irritating. So you know none of them. You know none of them.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise that was a part, you know, an important part of a personality. Yeah. To know stupid phrases.
That is why I've never done it in the beefs. That's why I've saved it there. That's why George has just got it out. It was like blood from a stone there. Do you get that one? Blood from a stone? Do you understand what that one means?
I've heard that one before. What about kill two birds with one stone? I know that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah.
Having a laugh? That's not one.
That's definitely not one. Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush?
You've said that one before.
Do you understand
Stop
what
trying
that
to be
means?
Clever. What is it?
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush?
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Right. I wish this was a video because you've just pretended to have a bird in your hand and then you've just pointed into the distance as if there's a bush over there, which is great.
I don't understand what that means. What does it mean? A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So a bird in your hand, because it's in your hand and it's lovely and you can see it, tweet, tweet, and then want two in the bush.
Right.
The further away, you can't eat them. can't eat them. Oh, fuck. I don't understand.
What you're doing is you're taking them literally. Now, they're not literal, right? It's not literally about a bird, right?
Right.
Stop putting your hand out and looking at it like it's a bird.
What is in my hand?
The bird's a metaphor. So it's like having the thing as yours and to hold and to touch and having it actually at your disposal and being able to, you know, have it, you've acquired it.
Okay.
That's worth, you know, more of that thing that isn't attainable to you.
So there's no birds at all?
Right. No, the bird's an example. It can be anything. It could be a cake. A cake in the hand is worth two in the shop. Do you understand that, though? A cake in the hand
well,
is
yeah,
worth
Well, yeah,
but
why shop. Say, why do a bird? Why not just say, oh, something important in the hand is worth some more important in the bush?
Right, well, because you just couldn't even say that there. What's it doing in the bush?
Where the fuck's it? You brought the bush into it. I don't say these stupid things. Stupid. Do I get a turn for a little one? This is a really quick little one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Of course.
You recently eat like your granda. Eat like a manky old granda. It's horrible. Have you noticed this?
I've noticed you looking at us sometimes when I'm eating. Depends what I'm eating. Depends. I don't do it with every food.
It's just like...
Now and then I look at you and I go, oh, I think I was making a noise there. Oh.
Just clacking. And I feel like you might have actually done this your whole life, but you've kept it a bit of a secret. Because, you know, sex and that. But then we're 7 years in now and I think you're just letting it all slide and you just eat like I remember my granny used to eat.
Oh my God.
It's fine. So anyway, you know, eating in the hand, two in the bush.
Right. So it's so annoying. What we're going to do next week, right? On next week's podcast, I'm going to guess, I've just tried and Google them there and I haven't got time. We're going to get a list of common phrases like that, mm-hmm. and I'm going to test you on them for next week's podcast.
Okay.
Sound good?
Can't wait.
We've got to say something we love about each other as well, by the way.
Oh. This is a little bit vain, sort of, yeah. But I like it when you tell us that I look nice. And you do it quite often, which is lovely. Thank you.
Wow. Does that count as something you love about me?
That's why I thought this is probably not that nice, because the thing I love about you is what you love about me.
Jesus Christ.
What do you love about me?
Be honest with you. You got decent pair of breasts.
Get it.
If you don't get that, go back and listen to the rest of the episodes.
It's the end of another episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, email in shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com if you've got any questions. Thank you so much.
Yeah, a bit awkward. I normally do the email at the end. So.
Oh, shit. Oh,
no, it's fine. I'll find something to say.
Should we do it again?
No, it's fine. Have a nice evening or afternoon.
Morning, whenever you listen.
I feel all naked. Can't just see the email address again. So feel free to get in touch at shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Oh, that's better. That feels like a warm bath. Right?
Feel better now.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.